We have award-winning international travel expert Stephanie Oswald, also editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine, here to get us moving someplace, going somewhere. Where are people going in 2015?
Well, Bruce, I'll tell you what. People are going, and now's the time to organize your summer travel plans. Everybody wants to go on vacation, whether it's a weekend, a long weekend, a week, or a month. What I recommend is picking your passion and then building a vacation around it. And we're seeing people decide that they are going to build a whole vacation around yoga or around a music festival or around an art event. So that's really what's happening this summer.
And many times, I guess, if you find one location of some kind of an event, those local travel bureau, those people always talk about all the other benefits. And so they've probably put packages together or can kind of steer you where to go, where to stay.
Bruce, you hit the nail on the head. That is absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of people forget that these tourism board websites, they can be a treasure chest of information. For example, if you are a music fan, and you know, one of the trends we're seeing is people are following music festivals, and a really great one's coming up the first weekend of June. It's the Carolina Country Music Fest, and it's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and that's a great example of a tourism board website that can really help you save money. Their website is visitmyrtlebeach.com, and if you go there, you'll find hotel discounts, you'll find things to do. They've got a list of, you know, free things to do, cheap things to do. It'll tell you about all the golf courses in the area and all the theater that's happening. And, of course, it'll tell you about that country music festival. So what's great is you can go to the music festival, and then you can maybe extend your trip, spend a couple days relaxing on the beach, play around the golf. And if you go to that website, you're going to figure out how to do it the best way once you do some research starting with that website.
The worst thing you could do is go on a vacation to some place, and when you get back, someone says, hey, did you visit this place? And you're like, what? Yeah, that's right, you know, the next town over. And you're thinking, now I got to plan a whole other trip. So it's a good idea to get the research.
Well, sometimes that's not so bad. But let me tell you another thing, Bruce. I also recommend, for exploring in your own hometown and making sure that if people come to visit you, you know what's up, make sure that you get the visitor's guide for your own hometown city or town. The tourism board there is going to have something. You guys have a great website, thisiscleveland.com, and it's got all kinds of information about events that are happening, from music to races to craft beer festivals, restaurants, food trucks. Looks like food trucks are a really big deal there. I haven't been to Cleveland in a while, but I need to get back up there.
Yeah, food trucks, and also I'm always amazed by the pictures they take, because I'm thinking, really? I live right near there? Because sometimes you see a picture of a beautiful lake or somebody enjoying themselves in some scenic area, and it's just a matter of capturing and knowing that those things are out there. It's like wallpaper in your house. Sometimes you don't see it anymore. New people come in and see it. So you always have to kind of have a fresh eye on the places you're going.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's so important. And, I mean, you've got the National Parks up there as well. And we, just like we do here in New Orleans. And just recently I've started learning about just all the national parks we have right here in Louisiana. And here, I've been here for 4 years. So it just seems like there's always something else to learn about the city or the state that you're in. So a great time to do that is now, the beginning of the summer. Maybe get your feet wet and visit someplace local for Memorial Day weekend, and then take off for somewhere farther for the rest of the summer.
So where do you fall on doing things with a GPS or with a map? Sometimes tell you where to get to your destination. A map kind of shows you, hey, look what's along the way. So there's kind of a balance between the two, I think.
Oh, I think it's important to have both, and especially if you're going to have a whole family with you, if you're traveling with little ones, one of the best things you can do for your kids is to get them paper maps of a destination. And again, that's where the tourism board comes in handy. If you're doing your research ahead of time, you can write for a visitor's guide and maps. They'll usually send you a couple of maps, but getting them to the kids beforehand, or if you're going to be taking a road trip, you know, pull over at the gas station and buy a couple of maps so that the kids can kind of mark out their way along the route. And also, that's how you're going to see about different lakes or different tourist sites, or, you know, that old story about the largest ball of yarn, or maybe there's a national park or a museum along the way that the family would enjoy. And letting everybody in the family take part in planning that vacation from the get-go, that can make a big difference too, because especially for teenagers, the more vested they are in the trip, the more likely they are to stay interested and not, you know, be on their phone 24/7.
You're suggesting I travel with a teenager. Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. Is there space in the trunk?
Hey, let me tell you about another trend. If you don't like that one, maybe you'll like this one. We're seeing a lot of what we call spank travelers, and I'll explain that.
Spell
spank
it.
Stands for single professionals and no kids. So they don't have kids of their own, but they want to get their kid fixed. So they take their favorite niece or nephew or their friend's kids on a mini vacation, and it's kind of like a triple win because the kids get a vacation, mom and dad get a break, and these spank travelers get they get to have their kid fixed, which is wonderful.
Right. They can go places that they might want to go but feel kind of crazy if they don't have a kid with them, right? Like an amusement ride,
right.
Certain things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the theme parks.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's funny how we hear about how Disney is one of the top honeymoon. It's like the number one honeymoon destination in the United States. But I don't know. I was there, and I think it's more fun to be there with your kids,
right,
or someone's kids.
Yeah, I'm still focused on that map thing. I know if you open up a map and throw it in the back seat and kids say, "Kids, can you fold this map back up for me?" That takes the entire trip, so they'll never worry about are we there yet, because it takes forever to fold those paper maps back into place.
Well, hey, if you're into maps and the GPS system, have you tried geocaching?
I've heard about that. This is kind of like a sort of scavenger hunt using your GPS,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It's a really neat thing. And basically, it's all over the world, and they have these log books. And that's something that you can get your kids into as well. And it's something for adults, too. But I definitely, if you want to try something new, I mean, that's, again, something new. Try something you've never done before. Take a hot air balloon ride. Try geocaching. Try yoga. But the geocaching is really cool because you learn more about a place, and you get to kind of have the inside scoop. Like, you're on this, like, finding this hidden thing that not a lot of people know about, and then you're signing this logbook with, you could be signing with someone from, you know, around the world, and it's just kind of a neat thing to do.
Bringing technology into our traveling, talk about, just briefly, should you assign someone to take the pictures, or is everybody pulling out their phone, taking shots? How do you experience the actual trip, but also sort of document it, too?
Well, one of the things you could do is make a contest out of it and tell everyone on the trip, look, here's the deal. We're going to have whoever finds the best picture for this or the best picture for that. You know, just make a game out of it. One thing that I think can be really neat, I think it's important for whoever feels like it to take pictures. And I'll tell you what, like you said, with the kids, sometimes you just can't get those phones out of their hands. So at least if they're taking pictures of the vacation, they're doing something that's involved with the family, which is nice. But also have a contest and say whatever picture is the best, that's going to be our holiday card for the season. So that can be, you know, an incentive as well. And also for the little ones, it's really great if you can come back and sit down with them and maybe put together a photo book. There's so many different websites with the photo books this year that, I mean, just in general, that you can really have fun with it and give them something to go back to school with and say, hey, this is what I did on my summer vacation.
Stephanie, we're talking to Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. If people want to get some other good information about traveling and reward clubs and doing that type of thing, where's a good place to get some great information that you've put together?
Well, I'll tell you what, some of the things we talked about, if you want to do that exploring in your own hometown, you want to check out thisiscleveland.com. A lot of good stuff there, and you can do a little staycation. If you want to try to find out more about Myrtle Beach and that Carolina Country Music Fest, go to visitmyrtlebeach.com. And if you want to go to my website for the magazine, which will be transforming very soon, but go ahead and check it out now. It's Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Travel Girl Steph.
Stephanie Oswald, Travel Girl Magazine. Where is your next trip going to be?
I'm going to be going to the Dominican Republic in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait.
Well, we'll have fun, and hopefully no hurricanes will meet you when you get out there. We appreciate
it. Exactly.
Appreciate,
yes, please, don't jinx me.
Appreciate your time this morning, Stephanie. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye, Bruce.